Burlington, Ontario's Tay Bay. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We caught you in Nashville, it sounds like. Did we not, Tay Bay?
Yeah. Beautiful day down here in Nashville today. Just getting at it.
Tay Bay, how are things been in 2020 for you, despite the fact that the pandemic that is COVID has run rampant all over the world right now?
Yeah, it's just a weird time for everybody. I think we're all just trying to, we're all ready for this thing to be over with, and you know, so we can get back together with people and kind of get back to some form of normalcy. But it's been all right. I've spent a lot of time with my family and my kids, and been able to work on some music during my time off, and you know, not being able to play shows and stuff like that. So. I think I'm right there with everyone else. I'm kind of just ready to kick things into the next gear and get moving.
How much do you miss the fans right now, especially with this on?
Oh, man. I mean, the fans are the reason why we do this. You know, I make music so I can go out there and play it for them live. And you know, of course, you guys are a big part of that. Country radio, you know, you're the vehicle that kind of gets the music out there to the fans. But ultimately, it's about playing those shows and being in front of people. And I think it's going to be really strange, to be honest with you, once we get back and start doing these regular shows. But I think it's going to happen next summer. People are already starting to book shows for next summer, so I think we're getting close.
You mentioned some of the music that you've been working on, new music potentially, but right now you've got, on my list, you've got 6 top 10 hits under your belt, including Who's Gonna Love You at number 1. How exciting is that to A, be in the top 10, B, get your number 1, and C, the fact that you're on Canadian Country Music Radio?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, slow and steady wins the race is what I always say. And, you know, I've been doing this for a while, and I feel like the last 3 years has just been a really great, you know, period of time for me with Denim on Denim and Who's Gonna Love You. And then, you know, some of the other stuff I put out recently, but yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, country radio across Canada has been really good to me. And I feel like it's a great relationship I have with you guys. You know, I try to put out the best music possible, and you guys play it.
And your music has been fantastic, and has been very well received. Tay Bay, you're part of a Canadian country music scene right now that seems to be really doing well, almost taking over the industry, almost. How proud are you to be part of that Canadian country music scene that's doing so well right now?
It's great. I mean, there was a time there where Canadians kind of weren't doing much in Nashville, and I think now is a great time to be a Canadian artist. I mean, the quality of the music that we're putting out, I think not myself, but just in general. I mean, there's so many great artists these days, like people like Dallas Smith and Dean Brody. I'm a huge fan of, and I just think it's a great time for Canadian artists and the fans of Canadian country music.
Tay Bay, you did mention new music is possibly on the horizon. Is it possibly on the horizon?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the current single happened on a Saturday night. It should be going top 10 here in a couple weeks, and it's definitely still got some legs. But I know that the next single is a song called Shotgun Rider. That's going to be coming out, I think, towards the end of November. So I'm excited to get that done. You know, we shot the music video recently for that single, and I'm excited just to keep it moving and to keep cranking out these tunes, because I've got a bunch of these songs kind of just sitting there waiting to go.
Yeah, Happened on a Saturday Night is in regular circulation up here on the radio station here in Peace River. 2020, as mentioned, we had is a very weird year that we've had. If you had a crystal ball, what does 2021 look like for Tay Bay?
I think that 2021 is going to be a good year, because I know I've got some songs coming out that I think people are going to be digging. And, this whole pandemic has really given me the time that I needed to really just make what I think is the best music of my career. So I think it's going to be a good year, and I think shows are going to be back next summer. I'm really, really optimistic that we're going to be able to get out there and play shows for people, normal shows, you know, not a drive-in show, not social distance shows, just normal shows. And hopefully another tour. You know, I'm looking forward to getting out there and doing another tour.
Tay Bay, it has absolutely been fantastic to catch up with you. I wish you all the best in your future and in the music industry, the country music industry. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for playing the songs all these years, and hopefully I'll see you guys next year.